to a victim of child abuse at the hands of a priest, the power of an abusive adult is compounded by the power of an institution, the church. A priest reports to his bishop. And as Tovia Smith reports, until now, a bishop has been an irreproachable figure of authority.
There's an old joke that a man once came to the Vatican to ask the Pope for a favor. The Pope considered the request and finally responded, "My son, what you ask is not within my power to grant, but there's an American bishop visiting town and he can probably help." Indeed, American bishops have long commanded great power and respect within the Catholic Church. Even just a few years ago, it would have been hard to imagine a public demonstration against an archbishop like the ones going on now in Boston.
I'm enraged at the arrogance of this leader who considers himself a father.
Yeah. Polls show nearly half of area Catholics want Cardinal Bernard Law to resign because of the way he kept reassigning alleged pedophile priests over the years rather than removing them.
If he knew all those people were sick, he shouldn't have been shifting them around to other places where they have access, you know, access to all these little kids. And if something's gone wrong, people should say something about it.
32-year-old Nadina DeGrasso grew up going to Sunday Mass and Catholic schools where she was taught that bishops are the direct successors to Jesus' original apostles and that, quote, "The faithful must cling to their bishop as the church does to Christ." In a coffee shop in a suburb north of Boston, DeGrasso says she remains committed to her faith, but for her, that no longer means blind deference to the church hierarchy or to the archbishop.
He's a man. He's human. I don't pray to him. I'm not kissing his ring or any of that stuff. You know what I mean? When I get on my knees, I don't pray to Cardinal Law. I pray to God. That's all that matters. You know what I mean? I don't pray to him. He's not, what is he going to do? Send me to hell? You know what I mean? He's not Jesus.
DeGrasso is one of a growing number of Catholics re-examining their relationship to church leaders. Many priests, too, say they're frustrated with the church's top-down structure and reluctance to hear from the rank and file.
Frustrating is, I'd say, a mild way of putting it, actually.
Father Paul Kilroy is pastor at St. Bernard's Parish in Newton, just west of Boston. He's also chair of a group of priests who've started to meet among themselves, hoping to gain a greater voice on issues ranging from the current crisis to the shortage of priests and the role of women in the church.
We're a group of people who would like to be at the table when decisions are made. And at this point, the rank and file are not invited to the table. And we need to have a place.
Kilroy says the current crisis is driving more priests to join the group now, but he says the notion of shifting power within the church dates back to the 1960s, when the Second Vatican Council made huge changes to empower the laity, for example, allowing priests to face their congregations and conduct Mass in English, and declaring that, quote, "the church is the people of God."
That means the church is not just the Pope. The church is not just the cardinal. The church is not just the bishops. And I think we're beginning to feel this grassroots ownership. And we're no longer the passive receivers of the gift.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray once again for our own archdiocese, that those who have been victimized by darkness and sin.
In Newton, St. Bernard's, as in parishes elsewhere, there is talk from the pulpit now of faith and healing, taking responsibility and taking back the church. It may be a fine line for priests to walk. Before being ordained in the Catholic Church, every priest has to kneel before his bishop and promise obedience and respect. But Father Robert Silva, president of the National Federation of Priests Councils, says priests around the nation are now rethinking what that means.
The theology of obedience is developing, moving out from under a system that is monarchical into a hierarchical system of personal persuasion, of influence, of faith. And I know many bishops who really, really dialogue with their priests, and it's not top down, it's heart to heart.
Even the Archdiocese of Boston is acknowledging a change. In a dramatic shift, they're now holding listening sessions, inviting priests and lay leaders to speak their minds. Father Christopher Coyne is a spokesman for the Archdiocese.
I think part of what we're struggling with now is the fact that we weren't as open as we should have been. And now we're saying we cannot allow that to continue, and we need to find new ways of living our life as a church here.
But Coyne adds, there is only so far the church can go and still be the Catholic Church. The hierarchy, he says, is part and parcel of who we are and cannot be just set aside. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.